very happy that, you know, some exciting things has happened for me. But I know that means that you got to keep on working hard.
How much was last week's performance something that you can continue to build on? I know you like the stack days, and that was a game that you could stack.
Well, I put some good things on tape, and then some scenarios that I can learn from and some scenarios I can build on. You know, so I'm very excited about, you know, the film aspect of it. And then as a team, we got to understand that it was a great opportunity to learn and to put us in good position to be prepared for this game come Sunday.
Just the perfect time for you to come back to where you played your college ball with the way you're playing and your confidence level and how much fun you're having.
Well, I mean, it's just a blessing to get a chance to be here and then to have a chance to get back into the Coliseum. And I look forward to just having fun with my brothers and introducing them to the stadium and all this, just making plays there.
You looking forward to a large contingent of Eagles fans like you saw with the Chargers out here making the
trip? Oh, yeah, definitely. We're very blessed to have a fan base that travels so well, and I can't wait to see a sea of green out there.
What worked so well in Seattle in terms of getting you over?
It just was opportunity. You know, got great players around me, coverage on their defensive side, you know, whether guys missed me in their rotation or whatever it was, and Carson gave me opportunities. So, you know, we just got to keep on making plays when they come. And then as a team, we have so many weapons that it could be any guy's night.
How long had you guys been working on that play? You scored the touchdown. It seemed like Torrey rubbed out your man versus the man coverage.
We just
seen that play. Right?
Yeah, we just got a feel for each other. So it was just something that we've been, you know, it's in our playbook and we're working on it.
Malcolm Jenkins said he kind of took that loss out in Seattle like we got punched in the mouth, and we know we're going to come out and respond. How do you think this team responds this week after a loss?
We have a bunch of warriors on this team, and we got guys that know what adversity is like. So we faced it before, and we love this game, and, you know, we're okay. We don't curry away when there's a challenge. We don't just hide. We stand up and we fight. So I'm looking forward to another Sunday where we're going to play hard and be very excited.
You talked to Nickell at all this week?
Oh, we have not spoke, but, you know, Nickell's a great player, and looking forward to be on the same field as him.
He's always been a good trash talker. What do you remember from his SC? Any particular verbal jabs that...
Nah, he's actually one of my big homies. Like, I know him from, you know, we're both from Florida, and we played actually in the same division in high school, so I'm familiar with him, and we have a lot of respect for each other, and I have a lot of respect for him and his hard work, and also he has a great grit about him. You know, he just likes to grind.
What makes the Coliseum special to you?
Oh, I mean, it's special to me because there's nothing like it for me. You know, besides the Link now, that's my home, but the Coli was my home before that, and it's just a special venue, and just knowing that you're on the field with a lot of special players that played there before you, and just, you know, when you're in the Link, you just got to have fun and just, you know, ball out.